at surfandsirloin.com. Tiger Woods, one stroke off the lead in the Masters as four players are at 3 under in the clubhouse with golfers still on the course. From the all-new 590 The Fan Campfinest Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner, hour number 3 of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Do you have big dreams, big plans? Well, you'll need a small rate. Royal Banks of Missouri can help build your future. Royal's home equity rates are at a historical low. And for a limited time, Royal Banks is offering one of the area's best home equity lines of credit. Call 314-212-1500 to talk to a representative today. Royal Banks of Missouri, investing in St. Louis for over 50 years. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Zisser Tire and Auto has been providing outstanding service to the St. Louis area since 1984.
At Zisser Tire, you won't find sales or specials because they believe you should always get the best price, no matter what.
You can find all of the top tire brands at Zisser, too. Brands like Michelin, Goodyear, Pirelli, and many more.
And with 3 locations to serve you, Zisser Tire is always right around the corner. Find them in Delwood, Afton, and Wentzville.
Check them out online at ZisserTire.com.
Who's ready for super premium fresh halibut imported daily from Alaska, grilled in an extra virgin olive oil with capers, lemon, mushrooms, and Greek oregano? That's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Ask for it supreme style with colossal lump crab meat steamed in champagne. Owners Harry and Stavro Karagiannis have been in business for 25 years, and they are open for lunch Tuesday through Friday and dinner 7 days a week. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
Let JJS Flooring show you how they can save you money. Part of JJS Flooring's secret is not only that they have been in business for over 30 years, but they deal directly with manufacturers to get you the best prices. And their service is second to none. JJS Flooring now carries supplies for installers and do-it-yourselfers. You can get tools, padding, adhesives, and more. Shop the city and save at JJS Flooring. Call them today at 314-772-3996. Their service will floor you.
Kevin Moret here from Mentality Men's Health. We see every day that there are two kinds of guys. Those that accept lower testosterone and all the effects on their mind and body. Then there's our clients. They want healthy hormone levels, energy, and metabolism through their prime years. Our physicians specialize in taking care of men, optimizing hormones, and keeping them at maximum performance in their careers and families. Our services are covered by insurance, so every guy can afford it. Schedule a free consultation at lowtusa.com. That's lowtusa.com.
It's time for baseball season once again. If you've been wanting a place to hang out and watch the game, look no further. Just head down to DB's Sports Bar. DB's has 16 TVs with every sports package, so you'll never miss a game. And with in-game drink specials, you're never going to want to leave. DB's even offers golf cart shuttles to the Cardinals game. Open till 3 a.m. with a full food menu until 2 a.m. every Tuesday through Saturday.
Did I mention the fine ladies and ice cold beer?
That's DB's Sports Bar. Check them out online at dbsportsbar.com.
Pinion's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up, we've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank O'Pinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on the
excellent release
from it. So can you send us? We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the April 11th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. They have a home equity line of credit, just in case you're interested. If you're thinking about this being the spring where you're going to put on the Four Seasons room or add a patio or build a new deck or whatever, you probably don't have the cash sitting around to do that. And if you don't, that's where this line of credit is really nice to have. We'll talk more about it and First Community Credit Union. But first, a round of introductions. At the control board, 19 years he lived in Great Britain, 10 of them in Birmingham, England. He's Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. I won't get to talk to you tomorrow, so I hope you have a great weekend.
That's right, because you have a three-day weekend, as we all do, as we deserve from
I
working
don't.
So hard Monday through Thursday.
Week. I don't.
That's
I don't
right.
Either.
That's right. Well, okay. this next man, wow, is he in demand. He's got a speaking gig tonight. I'm glad it's in town. Otherwise, he might have had to get in the car and head northbound or southbound or westbound or even...
bad hair day.
We will have to learn a little more about the speaking engagement later tonight, but for now, Bill Cleveland, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Bill.
There you go,
hey.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. And if you're working with a financial advisor, you can still call Mark and Jason and receive a complimentary portfolio review. Call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650.com. No, not yet. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
All right. You know, I don't know what percentage of grown men at some point worked in some sort of restaurant, either fast food restaurant. I'm thinking a significant number. But few at a young age are put in the position of night cook. This is a big, big responsibility and a big position. Night cook at Denny's, which means they trust you in the middle of the night. When the real managers aren't really around, when all kinds of weird people come in at 2 and 3 in the morning, not just anybody could handle that crowd, but this guy did. He was a Denny's night cook. He was also a door-to-door knife salesman. Until one horrible Friday morning, when he was trying to demonstrate one of the knives to a lady whose door he knocked on, and he slipped and the knife got out of his hand and stabbed her and killed her. And that was the end of his knife selling, when he killed a customer. He doesn't like to talk about it, and I don't want to continue to talk about it. So then he thought, I have to shake this off. I have to get far away from knife sales. I know what I'll do. I'll sell beer at Busch Stadium. And he did. He walked up and down the rows of seats, cold beer here, until one horrible Saturday afternoon, when he tripped and spilled all of his beer on a member of the Bush family. And that was the end of that career. So then he thought, well, I love roller skating. I'll go be a DJ at a roller skating rink. And he did, and he was, until that horrible Saturday night, a private roller skating party, when in an attempt to help someone who didn't know how to skate, he went out there and made it worse by accidentally tripping her, and now she's in a wheelchair for the rest of her life. So that was the end of the roller skating rink DJ. He thought, I have to get away from all this physical stuff. I know what I'll do, and this is what he did. He became head of research for the large morning show in the afternoon. He became the man in charge of resetting the digital clock. He is our news director. He's our newsman. He's an author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood, and in addition to all of that, something else. That's right. He's a private investigator. He also holds the record for having the longest radio introduction of anybody in the history of radio. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. At least the girl I fell on at the roller skating rink can still get around on the floor in her wheelchair because it's got wheels, you know, so she's all right. She's fine. Forgot to give a final score today, by the way. The Cleveland Indians beat the Tigers 4-0 today in Detroit.
All right.
I'd like to say hello, a big hi, and a big thank you to the folks at Matheny Heating and Cooling. They've only been in business for the last 77 years, and they are an A-plus rated air conditioning, heating, and installation specialist. For more on them, give them a call, 314-727-9000, 314-727-9000, or check out their website online at MatheniHeatCool.com.
That's right. Hello to everybody at Matheny Heating and Cooling. These are the people you want to call when the really, really hot weather comes. And it will. And when it does, don't complain. Remember this horrible, stinking winter. It won't seem so bad. And now, Hebe Jimenez, who's in charge of security, loves his job. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Jen.
I didn't know that. I didn't even know anybody did that. Rat Boy tells me he was a door-to-door salesman. Did you sell knives? What did you sell?
Cheese.
Cheese door-to-door. I've never heard of that. Well, apparently it didn't go very well because he's not doing it anymore. I'm not making this up when I say this. This morning I got on iTunes and I was just listening to samples of polka music because I actually like polka music. And I've never heard it perform better than these guys who are performing it now do, as you can hear them in the background. Ladies and gentlemen, the world's greatest polka orchestra, Bruce Limpest and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dan, you know, I had just a thought. My daughter gets married in October. You know, Norman plays the wedding march on that kazoo.
He does.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yes.
That would make it different than any other wedding.
It definitely would.
I can hear it now.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of weddings, First Community Credit Union actually has wedding loans. Weddings, because girls have moms, and when the mom and the daughter get together, all of a sudden that wedding that you thought you were going to skate through without a lot of expense becomes a little more expensive than you thought, but you don't care because she's your little girl, and you want to make them happy. You may not have all the cash you need for that wedding. That's why First Community Credit Union has wedding loans starting at just 4.99% APR. I'd check into that if I were you. It's a great thing. I don't hear other people offering that, but First Community Credit Union does. They also have a home equity line of credit. If this spring you decide you want to make your home a better place to live, maybe bigger, maybe a nicer deck or whatever, home improvement, home equity line of credit from First Community Credit Union. If you apply by June 30th, you will get an amazing introductory rate of 2.49% APR for the first 12 months. It's a very good deal and one of the perks of being a homeowner. So think about that. Think hard about it and think about changing where you do your banking and joining us, all of the thousands and thousands of us who are very happy banking at First Community Credit Union and happy being members of First Community Credit Union. It's not hard to do. Close your accounts. Bring them over. Join us. Oh, also Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. If you've never heard it, you're missing something very entertaining. The Yard Sale, 7 to 9, right here on 590 The Fan with your co-hosts, that's plural, Scott Sherman and Dan Strauss. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto.
Winston, oh, he's all over. Big speaking gig tonight in Chesterfield. Woo! We're going to find out more about that. He's Bill Cleveland, and he's brought to you by Window World. Window World sells more replacement windows than any other manufacturer in the United States. You can find out a whole lot more at windowworldstlouis.com. Give it up for the man who is in demand, Bill Cleveland.
In demand everywhere but here.
So where is this speaking gig tonight?
It is with the St. Louis County Public Library. I'll be at the Chesterfield branch out there. And this was actually rescheduled.
Nice one.
It is, yeah. And so I was actually supposed to be there in, I want to say it was January or February, and there was a blizzard that just happened right out of the blue, so it got canceled. So that's tonight.
If it gets canceled tonight, it'd just be because of wind.
Or no one shows up. That could be it.
Tell the truth. Have you had that where you went to one of these things and pretty much nobody there?
I'm trying to think. There was one that I did. It was not in St. Louis. It was out of town, and it was in a little tiny town in Indiana, and I think there were 5 people that were there. But they all bought a book. They all bought a book, and I didn't have to spend any money, and so what do I care?
But being a professional, you went on and you went on and spoke as if you were speaking to 200 people, probably.
Absolutely, I did, yeah.
Only once in my radio career has this happened, and it was the longest 3 hours of my life, and it's so humiliating. At one particular station, a car dealer begged me to come do, we call it, folks, a remote. I hate them. Mm-hmm. Okay. You go out and, like a circus act, people come and throw peanuts at you. Go to this place and stand there for 3 hours. And I said, I'm not your spokesperson. I don't speak for you as a deal. They said, we don't care. And they, so they offered me significant money. And, like an idiot, I went there. In 3 hours, we did not make one single sale. Not one person even showed up to look at a car. And I just stood there. And they're staring at you, the car dealer owners, going, wow, you don't have any listeners. It was horrible.
To that point, I did a thing at a, it was a Barnes & Noble bookstore. And this was when I, this was my first book, and it had been out for maybe 4 weeks or something like that. And so they had an appearance for me scheduled, and there were only two people showed up to buy my book. But at the Barnes & Noble, what was interesting is because I sell it online, so I made more money on my website while I was sitting at the Barnes & Noble waiting for people to come in. So that was kind of weird.
But you know what? It's actually good because it's a good dose of humility. It really is. That day that happened, I thought, wow, you know what? I'm just not that big a deal at all. And I never really thought I was. Now I know I'm not. And about 2 hours and 45 minutes into this 3 hours, one guy pulls into the parking lot. He's driving a Honda Goldwing motorcycle. And I thought, okay, here we go. This guy wants a car. He's going, no. He pulled up and said, are you Frank O'Pinion? I said, yeah. And he reached back in the saddlebag thing on the motorcycle and took out a styrofoam box. And he said, I heard you say on the air that you like good fried chicken liver, so I brought you some. And he handed them to me and drove away. That was it. That's the only person that came for the whole 3 hours. I got some good chicken livers out of the deal. Yeah. Where are you taking us today?
So I'm actually going to talk about a place I have not been. And so just so people know, when I do my road trips, I always start in St. Louis, and I try to find interesting routes around the country. And usually what happens is I look for one particular spot that I want to go to, and then try to find little places kind of off the beaten path. Sometimes they're not off the beaten path, but whatever. I try to find just interesting ways to get to and from St. Louis. So in May, I'll be in North Carolina, and I was just kind of looking at the map, like, where are some places that I had not gone? And one of the places that I just kind of found on the map, and unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to check it out on this particular trip, but it is, let me see if you can guess what this is. This is, if the data is correct that I have, the biggest tourist attraction in the state of Kentucky, meaning more people, at least in the last 2 years, since 2016, more people have gone to this particular tourist attraction than any other place in
Kentucky.
Woodford
Reserve bourbon plant.
No.
I think we're supposed to say Churchill Downs or something, but I'm going to say, I think it's Mammoth Cave, some cave in Kentucky.
That's a good guess.
Anybody else will take a guess? Limey, Dan?
Natural Bridge.
Is it Sturgis?
Sturgis?
No, that's
South
in
Dakota.
South Dakota.
Is it?
That's
idiot.
In Missouri.
Well, I'm an idiot.
No.
Idiot.
So,
idiot.
I
thought they had a big bike festival up there.
Oh, it's Sturgis.
That's
right
not,
here.
That's not
South
Kentucky.
Dakota.
No, I thought they had a big one up in Kentucky.
That's Little Sturgis.
No.
No, I'm serious.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Little Sturgis.
Yeah.
So the answer, if anyone cares, is the Ark Encounter. Have you heard about this?
Yes, I have heard about it.
I'll say the Ark Encounter.
Good job.
You got
Man, nothing gets past you.
Isn't that where somebody has built what they think would be a replica of the same size as, like, Noah's Ark?
So I saw, and I remember when this opened in 2016 because there was all sorts of controversy. In fact, I think there's still controversy around this thing. Opened in 2016. It is a full-size Noah's Ark, according to, and this is from their website, according to the dimensions that were laid out in the Bible. And I don't know how you figured that out.
In the Bible? They have dimensions in the Bible?
Did they use feet and inches in
that? Cubits or something.
Yeah. So the dimensions are, it spans 510 feet long, 85 feet wide, and 51 feet high. It is, they use 612 miles worth of boards to build this thing. It is the largest timber frame structure in the entire world.
There was one out in St. Charles, and they made a restaurant out of it.
I don't think it's quite the same.
Well, sorry.
Why wouldn't the lions that got on Noah's Ark just eat all the other animals? I mean, what? Yeah. What
I know. You're right.
Probably.
I don't get that.
Well, I think they had them in what we would call cages. I think they had all the animals separate. I don't think it was just a free for all. Everyone running all over.
Imagine
the place.
Being the poor guy that had to wrangle all those animals. You know.
Yeah. By the way, wouldn't this have taken place before the extinction of dinosaurs? Wouldn't you have to try to get two dinosaurs on there?
That is interesting.
I think your timeline's a little off there.
So if four crocodiles show up at the Ark at the same time, how do they determine which two got on and which two drowned? I don't get it.
Mm-hmm. Now look at me. I'm not a preacher. I don't know.
One of them acts like a bag.
Well, what? They wouldn't have drowned anyway. I mean, they swim, don't they?
This is my carry-on.
Did Noah have a permit for this thing? Is that in the Bible?
I don't know. It is in Williamstown, Kentucky. And if I had been smart, I would have gone on my last trip because it's right between Lexington and Cincinnati, Ohio, somewhere in there. And then they also have the Creation Museum, which sort of...
creationism.
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah. Man, God built the world in 7 days. Well, yeah. 6 days, and then he rested on the seventh. Yeah.
And I'm not making fun, Sunday. And I'm not taking a stance one way or the other. I think it's interesting, and would go and check this out. They explore Noah's life before... And then during and after the flood. Now, this is according to the Chicago Tribune, which, you know, they can be kind of snarky sometimes in their articles. The quote from their travel writer was, "An undeniable spectacle, and it has to be seen to believed." And that's what I have read over and over from people who are like,
"This Noah was pretty amazing. Not only could he build that ark, he created that whole weather radar thing."
Do you think he took roll call, like, you know, ants here, chimpanzees here,
ants? Well, he just brought penguins. Up the point, though. Did he put two little ants on the ark? And how do you keep up with them? Where'd the ants go?
We still have ants today, so, you know. Where
did the ants go?
Termite.
Another one. Polar bears.
All right, you're extinct.
There's a little bit of, a lot of controversy, as you might imagine. A few things that are interesting. So you have to sign a statement of faith to work there. So you have to, I guess if you are an atheist, for example.
Isn't that illegal?
A statement of faith?
Probably not.
Apparently it is not illegal, and there have been lawsuits filed against them, and they have been victorious, or those were dismissed because of the law.
I just thought of something, though. That's probably a good idea, because can you imagine a guy who gets a job as a tour guide, and he's walking people through Noah's Ark, and he stops and goes, you know there's no God. You know. Yeah. He uses as a forum to preach against the Bible. And yeah, you can't have that.
And I know, and I'm not like I'm a biblical scholar or anything. I don't understand a lot of it. But the thing that I find interesting about from the atheist point of view, and I think probably most people who are atheists probably just don't care. It's like whatever, you know. But these groups that are just so loud and so, you know, against everything. Wouldn't you just think if you didn't believe, you'd be like, well, just look, you know, look at those schmucks over there wasting their time and their money. Like, who cares? Like, why be so angry about it?
Don't be combative about it.
I really don't understand. But so there's a lot of controversy, as I mentioned. But I think it's pretty interesting. I really want to go and check it out. I will tell you the one thing that I think is, I don't know if this hurts their attendance or not, but for an adult, what do you think the price is to get in?
I'm going to say maybe $30 or higher.
I'll say 30.01.
I was going to say 50.
Yeah, you're more
I'll
right.
I'll go 40. $40 a piece.
Dan's close. It's $48 for an adult.
Wow. Yeah.
$48. But worth it. Somebody who's very religious, I'm going to tell you right now, it's worth every penny.
I think it would be very interesting.
And then you walk in, and there's a staircase going up, and there's Leonardo DiCaprio at the top.
I'm sure to get in, you got to walk through the gift shop first.
What does that mean? What did that just mean? That was
the
Titanic.
That was the Titanic. It was
this
like
is
a,
not the Titanic. It's Noah's Ark. It didn't make any sense.
Noah's Ark didn't
made
sink.
No sense.
That's right.
Noah's Ark didn't sink.
I got my boats mixed up.
Holy cow. Okay. Well, that's all I got. I'm headed to a talk now, and...
got his boats messed
bid
up.
Bid you a fond farewell. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
I think what Dan did was sacrilegious.
I agree.
That's
probably.
What I think.
Well, you guys talked about God creating creating the universe and the earth in 6 days and resting on the seventh so he could watch football. And somebody scored a touchdown and said, "Well, I want to thank God."
He congratulations, goes, yes. Dan. You're now going to hell.
I know.
That's sacrilegious, too. You just get piled on top of yourself.
I'm
sacrilegious stuff. As my mother would have said, you just got a black mark in heaven. Well, that's what she used to say. Every time I did anything wrong, she'd go, "Well, you just got a black mark."
Frank, before Bill leaves, I just want to say that you guys all unanimously hurt my feelings, of course, by unanimously voting me as the unanimously voted me as the weirdest guy on this show yesterday, which I was shocked and appalled at. And I asked for clarification from Limey in the parking lot after the show. I said, "Limey, now tell the truth. Am I a lot weirder than Bill or just a little?" He goes, "Oh, just a little."
Even a little, you're still weirder.
Oh, and weird. Then Tim backed into his car.
or Will today, 3 times in 10 days.
Yeah.
Congratulations once again to Don and Carol Motzenbacher in Waterloo, Illinois. 50th anniversary tomorrow. Have a great anniversary, you two. And rest in peace, Mr. Brandon. Just a couple of pieces of news that came to me all, you know, together this morning and kind of just made me feel old. Mr. Brandon, my geometry teacher and Spanish teacher, has passed away, but made it to 94. Good long life. To those of you who write me emails about commercials that you can't stand to listen to, let me tell you why I can't comment on that anymore. I used to in the old days until I learned better. Yes, I hear them too. I sit here, and I sat at the old place and the place before that, and I would hear commercials, and I would just go, "Oh, my goodness, it's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life." But I also then learned that biting the hand that feeds you is not a very good idea. So I'd rather have the bad commercials on the air than no commercials on the air. We are grateful for all advertising that comes our way. And here's the other thing. I have learned this about advertising. There are only two kinds of commercials people pay attention to. The really good ones and the really bad ones. And all those others, nobody pays any attention to them. Come on in and save like never before. Nobody pays any attention to that. But if it's really just horrible, you notice it. And if it's really good, you notice it. So I can't comment or respond to you when you email me. I can't. Because as much as I'd like for them to be better, I'm just glad they're on the air.
I saw one today on TV for Whole Foods, and the husband was loading up just a ton of asparagus in the shopping cart. And the wife walks up and says, "Wow, that's a lot of asparagus." And he goes, "Well, you said you wanted a bunch." And she goes, "Just a bunch," and picked up, you know, the bunch of asparagus, the ones that are in a rubber band.
Oh, my God, that's horrible.
I thought it was funny. It was just the way they acted it out was funny.
There was one on the Cardinals game today, the TV broadcast today, that I did a double take on. I couldn't believe that Fox Sports Midwest let this advertiser get away with it. And the advertiser was Siteman Cancer Center, and they had a fake announcer reenacting Jack Buck and Joe Buck Cardinal baseball calls, because I guess they didn't want to pay them the talent fee or whatever, or the rights fee to be able to reuse their call. Like, you know, Jack Buck had a call when the Minnesota Atlanta had played in the World Series, "We will see you tomorrow night." And then Joe Buck sort of reenacted that when David Fries hit the home run in the World Series, "We will see you tomorrow night." And the Siteman Cancer Center had a fake sports broadcaster whose voice I have no idea who it was, says at the end of the commercial, "And there's a long one and it's gone. We'll see you tomorrow." Like it was a fake takeoff on it. I couldn't believe
this. How does that tie into cancer?
We'll see you tomorrow.
What was the message?
You know what? I was listening to all these fake baseball calls that I didn't really get the message. It was the first time I'd ever seen it. I'm sure it'll run again. But as much as people believe the Cardinals is their religion, and you know, and it's sacrilege to do anything to taint the Cardinals' history and reputation, I couldn't believe. I literally watched this today sitting at my desk before I drove down here and said, "I can't believe they allow that commercial to run."
Outside of that, did it just not make any sense?
I don't recall the message. I just don't recall the message.
My My favorite commercial right now is going around, and it's one for you take for psoriasis. But in the legal part at the end, it says, talk to your doctor if you've ever had tuberculosis, have a chance of catching tuberculosis, or like, you know somebody in your family with it. So basically, you can have clear skin, but you're probably going to get TB. So I think that's like, obviously, that's a win-win. You know, I don't remember what it's called, but I love those ones at the end. They're like, may cause anal leakage, skin to fall off, and teeth to fall out.
My favorite is oily discharge.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Oily discharge. I like that one.
They do.
Yeah, we can beat up on the TV commercials. That's safe ground. We just can't beat up on radio commercials or, you know, we're in big trouble. I'll make this brief. Folks, be nice to old people. That sounds a little corny, but.
Was somebody mean to you?
No. But I think that younger people just sort of blow off old people and think they're irrelevant or invisible. Don't do that. In some countries, like in Asia, they revere the old people. They put them on a pedestal because they're wiser, they've got experience, and we need to do more of that. So don't make fun of old people, and don't just help them out if you see them struggling a little bit, because you're going to be one of these days. They blew up a bridge, apparently, in Washington, Missouri. And I don't know what to say about how blessed we are to have the Carruthers brothers on our reporting team. No other station has a team of reporters like the Carruthers brothers, and they were there for the bridge demolition, and I have their reports that they have filed. They're just in to 590 The Fan. First, we'll hear from David Carruthers.
Yeah, it's good. Wasn't nobody to stand up under that thing.
Yeah.
The key to good reporting is concise. Mm-hmm. Get it said, get out. And he did. And it's also interesting that in one family there could be three great reporters. Filing this report is Danny Carruthers.
Wow, that's big, man. That's a major blow, man, for real.
Oh, talking about the explosion, he got really into detail.
Major blow.
Yeah.
Concise, to the point, get it done. Mm. And now, filing the third report, brother Daryl Carruthers.
We start hearing all them bricks start falling, and then we look in the gangway, and that whole section of that top, the boom, just like that.
See, the explosion obviously caused a nearby facility to sort of shake and quake and whatever.
I was going
to
say, I think he was at the wrong bridge, because that bridge wasn't made out of bricks.
He was talking about the results from that explosion, that sort of concussion-like, that it actually, you know, caused something else to crumble. But that's true
that
reporting
sense.
Where you research and look outside just the central point of the action.
Frank, before you get to your joke, I have got an interesting text that I think will help out St. Jude. This is from Brian, and he says, why not have Tim make somebody an omelet for the St. Jude donation while he is dressed as a chef and then videotape it and put it on Facebook? I'll pay $200 for that, but he has to be dressed as a full-blown chef.
Wow.
With a hat and everything.
No. All that trouble, it's going to cost a lot more than $200 for St. Jude to go to that trouble.
Hey,
and there are all kinds of ideas and suggestions. I appreciate them, but here's the thing. I'm out for some big money for St. Jude, and I do appreciate all small offers. You get enough of those, but to do this or that or the other thing for $100 or $200, it would just be, I'm lazy. I don't want to go to all that trouble. Neither does Tim. He's lazy, too. So if we're going to do something, we need to get bigger money for it and make it something not so strenuous or it takes so much energy. But thank you, Brian. I think I know who Brian is, a very generous guy. Anybody interested in the top music downloads from the past week?
Absolutely.
For whatever reason, I saw this and I thought, man, I haven't listened to any of this stuff. I don't even know who most of these people are. The number one song, the most downloaded song last week, no surprise, probably still, and was weeks before, Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper, Shallow.
Yeah.
To me, it's an okay song. It's not that great. It's okay. Second is Wow by Post Malone. I have no idea who that is.
Yeah. He's a white rapper with a bunch of tattoos on his face. Kind of looks like an different Amish gangster. Yeah.
Okay, that's a good description.
Mm-hmm.
Third most downloaded, Sunflower by Spider-Man, Into the Spider-Verse, Post Malone and Swae Lee. I guess I got that right. I don't know.
Yeah,
the fourth most downloaded song was Sucker by the Jonas Brothers.
And, yeah, they're back.
Yeah. Number five, Seven Rings by Ariana Grande. So there you go.
Ariana.
Those are your songs.
Ariana.
What is it?
Okay. I don't know.
Average,
he said don't make fun of old people, Dan.
Oh, that's
average tax refund as people are getting ready for their tax refunds. Around the room, what do you think the average refund, according to the IRS, is going to be this year?
Between $900 and $1,100.
$600. $2,800.
We can stop right now because Tim Woodburn was almost right on it.
$2,833. Wow.
Yeah. And if you didn't hear earlier, I just read, I guess I can believe it. Some of these people, like this Lori Loughlin, they found now that they tried to deduct their bribes. They take the bribes as tax deduction.
Wow,
I mean, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. You want to call attention to the fact you've done something wrong? Go ahead and claim your crime as a deduction. Holy cow. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
So, a duck, a skunk, and a giraffe walk into a bar. And the giraffe says, "We're thirsty." And the bartender looks up at the giraffe and he just says, I can't believe this. Did you say something? He says, "Yeah, I said we're thirsty. It's a bar, isn't it?" He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Forgive me, but I'm in shock." And the skunk says, "Look, man, we're with a special circus that's coming through town. It's a circus made up of really unusual and extra special animals, and we happen to be special." And the duck says, "Yeah, because we talk. Okay, but right now we're thirsty." So the bartender says, "Okay," and they order their drinks, and they drink them. And then the giraffe and the skunk and the duck order another drink, and they drink those. Then they order a third round of drinks. And as they're ordering their fourth round, the bartender says, "Look, I don't know you guys. I mean, obviously you're special, but that in itself is not quite enough. You've never been in before, and you're racking up a pretty good tab here. You've each had three drinks. I can't continue to allow that. I'm going to have to ask you to pay before I serve you anymore." And the duck says, "Hey, don't look at me. I got one bill, and it won't do any good here." And the skunk says, "And don't look at me. I got 1 cent, and I don't think anybody's going to want it. It's not very good." The giraffe says, "All right, all right, all right. The high balls are on me."
Let's get a check of traffic with Tori Lyon.
Traffic is sponsored by Staples. A solid jam on southbound 55 between the Poplar Street Bridge and an accident at Bayless. It continues to have the right lane closed. A crash westbound 70 before Salisbury, stacking up commuters at the Poplar Street Bridge. Your stop and go westbound 44, 55 all the way out to Jamison. Heavy volume westbound 64 Compton, most of the way to Lindbergh in pockets, and a train route 3 at Monsanto. Staples has the supplies you need to run your business like a boss. This week, buy one HP ink cartridge, get a second 30% off so you can stock up and save. Ends 4/13/19, restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Do you have big dreams, big plans? Well, you'll need a small rate. Royal Banks of Missouri can help build your future. Royal's home equity rates are at a historical low. And for a limited time, Royal Banks is offering one of the area's best home equity lines of credit. Call 314-212-1500 to talk to a representative today. Royal Banks of Missouri, investing in St. Louis for over 50 years. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Zister Tire and Auto has been providing outstanding service to the St. Louis area since 1984.
At Zister Tire, you won't find sales or specials because they believe you should always get the best price, no matter what.
You can find all of the top tire brands at Zister, too. Brands like Michelin, Goodyear, Pirelli, and many more.
And with three locations to serve you, Zister Tire is always right around the corner. Find them in Delwood, Afton, and Wentzville.
Check them out online at ZisterTire.com.
Let JJS Flooring show you how they can save you money. Part of JJS Flooring's secret is not only that they have been in business for over 30 years, but they deal directly with manufacturers to get you the best prices. And their service is second to none. JJS Flooring now carries supplies for installers and do-it-yourselfers. You can get tools, padding, adhesives, and more. Shop the city and save at JJS Flooring. Call them today at 314-772-3996. Their service will floor you.
Kevin Moret here from Mentality Men's Health. We see every day that there are two kinds of guys. Those that accept lower testosterone and all the effects on their mind and body. Then there's our clients. They want healthy hormone levels, energy, and metabolism through their prime years. Our physicians specialize in taking care of men, optimizing hormones, and keeping them at maximum performance in their careers and families. Our services are covered by insurance, so every guy can afford it. Schedule a free consultation at lowtusa.com. That's lowtusa.com.
It's time for baseball season once again. If you've been wanting a place to hang out and watch the game, look no further. Just head down to DB's Sports Bar. DB's has 16 TVs with every sports package, so you'll never miss a game. And with in-game drink specials, you're never going to want to leave. DB's even offers golf cart shuttles to the Cardinals game. Open till 3 a.m. with a full food menu until 2 a.m. every Tuesday through Saturday.
Did I mention the fine ladies and ice cold beer?
That's DB's Sports Bar. Check them out online at dbsportsbar.com.
All right, let's get on down to Dallas, Texas and check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. You know where they are. They're in Chesterfield Valley, east of almost all that other stuff. Closed only on Monday. And if you've never bought anybody a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse, I think you may be making a big mistake. Rather than get them something they don't really want and can't use, everybody loves gift cards from Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. Again, closed only on Monday. You need reservations for dinner at Annie Gunn's. I would even make them for lunch. It's that popular because it's that good. Ladies and gentlemen, from Dallas, Texas, here's Mike Evans.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. How you doing?
Doing great. On our pop quiz theme, the five healthiest celebrities in Hollywood. So each day this week, I've been giving you a name of one of those healthiest celebrities. Today, the number one healthiest celebrity in Hollywood. Here are the four names to choose from. Who is in that top five, number one? The Rock. Adam Levine. Jessica Alba. Miranda Kerr.
I have no idea who that is.
I don't know who she is either.
She attractive?
She's gorgeous. She was married, to Orlando Bloom for a while. Hmm. She's beautiful. Okay. Also a model. Movie review today, the best of the week is Missing Link, a delightful film. It's an animated film full of laughs, great plot, super visuals. Kids and parents are going to like this movie. Missing Link is voiced by Zach Galifianakis, and other voices supplied by Hugh Jackman and Emma Thompson, rated PG.
Oh, wait, no, I thought you meant, wait, is she hot? Is she the redheaded
Thompson?
One? Yeah.
Yeah, I think Emma Thompson, yeah.
I don't remember who she is.
Rated PG, 95 minutes, 4 stars. Little sidebar, when I was just 16 years old, moved from Hawaii to L.A., I had a high school band called the Missing Links. And during halftime of high school basketball games, we used to back up Sonny and Cher that I would book them for shows between the halves of high school games. Cher was 16 years old at the time as well.
Wow.
Little nugget there. Mm-hmm. Next movie is called Little. It's about a hardcore, just plain mean woman who is cursed into being sent back to when she was little, like 12 years old. I love this film. The writing is on target, very funny, very relatable. Regina Hall and Issa Rae. Hello.
I don't know Issa Rae.
Is that her name? Issa Rae.
You gotta give him some inflection so he knows who's hot.
Issa
Rae.
There you go.
And the young 12-year-old Marissa Martin. They're all fabulous. Rated PG-13, 101 minutes long, 3 stars. Hmm. And finally.
Not
that kind of fine. It's a movie review.
Okay.
Hellboy. I got to confess, I hate this franchise. And the latest edition is the worst of them all. Anybody like that franchise?
I don't think no. I've ever seen a Hellboy.
The first one was kind of crap. The second one was okay because they had some interesting ideas and costumes. I'm a fan of Ron Perlman. I think he's kind of cool. But he's not in the third one, is he? They got some stand-in.
Yeah. Rated R, 2 hours of just crap.
Is this the thing where the guy's got a bunch of pins coming out of his head?
Yeah.
Or something?
No, that's Pinhead.
No.
Hellraiser. That's Hellraiser.
He's got some stuff coming out of his head, I thought.
He's got horns.
Yeah, horns.
But the person you're thinking about, Frank, is Hellraiser. His character name is Pinhead.
Oh, you're right, you're right. It is Hellraiser. I've never seen Hellboy.
No.
Exactly. Fans, odds and ends, fans of Game of Thrones. Any of you out there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I rewatched the seventh season yesterday.
My wife is rewatching them, too.
You can see preview scenes of next season's show on 60 Minutes, and also interviews of some of the stars and some surprises. And Kim Kardashian is also talking to 60 Minutes about sharing a boatload of never-before-seen damaging evidence against O.J. Simpson she found in her dad's closet. It's
wow,
also
fantastic.
Sort of dovetails. Huh?
That's fantastic. I mean, this could be great.
And this also dovetails into Kim wanting to be taken more seriously, even talking about becoming a lawyer.
You better be careful, because if O.J. gets wind of this, he'll cut her throat.
Mm-hmm. He'll cut her throat. He'll slit her. Yeah, you know. And finally.
I'm ahead of time today.
I know. I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't know what we were dealing with, actually. We could talk a little bit. Want to talk a little bit?
No, you got a minute and 10 seconds. You won't be able to talk a lot. What would you like to talk about for about 15 seconds?
Well, I'll talk about the Masters and how Tiger Woods has actually done pretty good until the
He's one stroke away from the lead, isn't he?
Until Koepka was now 6 under, so now he's 4 strokes behind.
He could come back. Maybe this will be it for him.
It'll be interesting. Who is the healthiest of star in Hollywood? Is it The Rock, Adam Levine, Jessica Alba, or Miranda Kerr?
I'm going to say Jessica Alba.
Adam Levine.
I'll try The Rock.
I'm going to go with the obvious, probably wrong, The Rock.
The answer is Miranda Kerr. Healthiest celebrity. She exercises 2 hours a day, eats only organic, never eats sugar or fried foods, and believes in holistic health. And there you go, and there you be. Have a great day, Mike Evans in Hollywood. Have a great weekend. See ya.
Exercises 2 hours a day. And I'm sure there are athletes that do that. I can't even... I can't imagine that.
Exercise
2 minutes.
I can't
imagine exercising 2 hours a month. How about doing that? Thank you very much for being with us today. I think this is probably the greatest broadcast we've ever done in the history of this show. And for those who missed it, I feel bad for them. Thank a police officer or firefighter every chance you get. And have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. For you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista,
baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is Martin Kilcoyne. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 590thefan.com, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. President Trump seems to have a different take on WikiLeaks than candidate Trump. Trump was asked about the arrest of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange at the White House today. He deferred questions to the Justice Department and said he knows nothing about WikiLeaks. Herman Cain's chances of getting approved to the Federal Reserve Board appear dead in the water before he's even been formally nominated. Four Republican senators said they would oppose the former pizza chain CEO and Republican presidential candidate. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told reporters today there's a lack of enthusiasm for Cain's confirmation. Former White House counsel Gregory Craig is being charged by federal prosecutors for lying and hiding information related to legal work he did for the Ukrainian government. NBC's Tom Winter breaks down the indictment.
Basically, once he started talking to reporters, once he became more of a public face of this, at that point he was essentially lobbying, the Justice Department argues, on behalf